You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I'm just so sick of chicken and waffles. I'm just so sick of hearing about it. I feel like we've been hearing about it for years and years.
Mm-hmm. It's like the new thing everyone's trying.
Yeah, I don't
it's
get it.
It's not really new anymore.
But it's not.
It's the new bacon, to be honest.
It is.
You're
it's
right.
Like jumping
it's
the shark.
New bacon.
Yeah. So KFC brought it back to their menu mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. It was popular. It went away for a while. Now they're bringing it back. Dairy Queen just jumped on the bandwagon mm-hmm. too. They're launching their own basket of chicken and waffles.
So late.
And Dairy Queen stick to blizzards, huh?
They have good burgers.
Their food is better than you'd think.
Yeah, they have good burgers.
That's funny because I haven't had it. I got to say,
no, because no one gets it. Yeah. Like,
I've never
honestly,
had it, but I've heard it's good.
Well, yeah, a lot of times they don't have the full kitchen. Like, only certain Dairy Queens have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God,
you're right.
Such a fat ass. Listen to me. I
no,
know
it's true.
The ins and outs of the workings of the kitchen.
Actually, you're going to look for the brazier symbol, because if it says brazier, full burgers,
yeah.
dogs, chicken yeah. fingers, all to go with your blizzard.
I think my only issue for myself, and Lord knows I love Dairy Queen, when you're going there, you want the ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but then to get a meal and the ice cream is
what a
is
lucrative.
So much money.
It's yeah. expensive. I found
it's
too,
not that, like it's not as cheap fast food as no. like some of the other stuff.
It's like a $6 burger or
something. Yeah.
If it's busy too, because I've taken the kids, I haven't eaten, but they have. They order their food and then you can order it and then like put it on hold, the ice cream, and yeah. then you have to go back up and wait for them
oh,
to
I've
make it.
I've never seen that. Oh, yeah, I've never service. Seen that.
It is, but then it takes forever.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because you can't get your ice cream and your food at the same time, because by the time you finish your food, your ice cream will be melted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went to a Dairy Queen and I was just thinking that they had the burgers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I went in there and it was like some god-awful kid birthday party going on in this place. Mm. Just kids
terrible.
Everywhere.
Yeah, terrible.
And I'm in a line and I look around and they only had hot dogs at this one.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you are sick. You're sick. You're
wow,
sick
that's
people.
Wild.
Yeah, they only had hot dogs.
Huh.
I was like, what kind of madness is this?
I've never seen that. It's either like full kitchen or none. Mm.
Some are open only half the year. Some are open all the time.
A lot of it's up to the franchisee.
Yeah.
But like, I was just so pissed off.
Mm.
So, hot dogs, huh?
I'll take your ice cream still.
They, DQ's version of chicken and waffles includes fried chicken strips and fries, but adds sweet Belgian waffles and some syrup on the side. So basically they're just cooking an Eggo, slicing it up, throwing it in there.
Yeah.
And that's their chicken and waffles. KFC's version back in stores already. As I said, Papa John's going to be dropping a chicken and waffles pizza later this year.
I had a real dark day with KFC the other day.
Really?
You tend to have a lot of dark KFC days.
I went and got it. Mm-hmm. And I got my bucket for one.
Yeah.
And this is me being real honest right now.
Yep.
You
can share.
I got it and I started eating it. And I'm like, no! I'm like, this has to end! And I threw it away.
No, you didn't.
Green bean. That takes a lot of courage.
Did you throw it away after you ate the chicken breast?
I ate one chicken breast, and then I had like six more pieces of chicken, and I was like, nope. I'm like, this ends now.
God damn.
Yeah, dude, and I threw it away.
And you cried.
That's good.
Wow, to throw away
KFC? I put water in the gravy.
Oh, my God. You did the Dave.
Destroyed it.
I did.
You did the Dave. That's good job, Andy. Now you just got to stick with that.
I was like, whew.
If we don't talk about it on the show, I think it would help. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking of getting it.
Dude, the Colonel is a sick little bitch. He is a sick little slut.
It's yeah.
funny because fried chicken, too, is a big trend. Like with
Yeah, pictures. Especially in fancy restaurants.
Oh, yeah, it's like, everywhere now.
No,
and
yeah,
I love it. Like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Our mugshots of the day.
Okay.
And all I'll say is, if I had this face, I would be on meth as well. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Which came first, the face or the mouth?
I think the face.
I think the face led to the mouth.
Yeah.
I'll show you the mug shots in a second. It's out of Texas. Man and a woman in federal custody after deputies raided a home in rural Bell County, Texas, and seized crystal meth. Street value, over $75,000.
Okay.
A whole lot of meth.
Going on.
That's a lot of meth.
Just cooked it up, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, big old chunk.
Thomas Dowling III, a 40-year-old guy, and Monica Brackett, 33-year-old woman, both of Belton, Texas, facing federal drug charges. They were arrested after the organized crime unit and the sheriff's department tactical unit executed a search warrant. They seized over 1,500 grams of crystal meth and a large amount of U.S. currency and several firearms. The warrant stemmed from an investigation into the distribution of large quantities of crystal meth in that county. So they got them. And they released their mugshots.
All right.
Now the dude, normal looking.
Meth head.
Texas pumpkin, kind
of. Okay.
A woman.
All right.
You ready for a mugshot?
Let's see it.
You can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. That's Photoshop.
The guy just looks like,
that's not
like a guy, right?
Yeah,
he's
like
just like, man, I'm just
the
a dude.
Guy
normal
looks
dude.
Like a guy. Yep.
The woman.
Like George W. Bush's good buddy.
How would you describe the woman,
I
Lace?
Don't know what to...
That's my girlfriend. She is turning into Gollum.
What is up with the teeth?
Ah, Lise. Lise.
I know,
no,
but those
that's
are
more than that.
Even more... It's different than just regular old meth teeth.
I tell you, those eyes and those teeth would make me do meth.
I've
got to relieve my pain somehow.
But don't you think that it is possible
that meth that made her that way? No.
Came
this
from
is like
the
what
meth.
Came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first? The face, then the meth.
One eye's okay, like right.
It's
one
looking
eye,
at
it's
you.
It's not 100%.
It's just the other eye.
You know what's funny? So if you block off,
I was just doing that.
Like doing
one
the same
side
thing.
Of her face.
It's fine. It
if
looks normal.
You would take
well,
a program that just flipped them both and made her normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just right down the center there.
I think Monica Brackett was born with that face, and that led her down a road of trouble. Life was probably very tough for Monica Brackett with those eyes and those teeth.
I don't understand the teeth at all.
Well, the teeth don't make sense.
They don't.
No.
They're
well,
like a mix
to,
of
to
pirate
be honest,
teeth.
And- what's happened is she has like what I would describe as like a little bit of a buck tooth look, and then she's lost.
I think she's got about
the
eight.
Front right tooth is gone.
Oh,
so
I,
the front
I count
left
extra teeth too. I think
no,
there's some extra teeth. Down
I think
there.
Those are just like I think her teeth are right there at her lip line. And she's missing.
Are those the top teeth? Or
those
the
are the top teeth.
Teeth.
Those are the top teeth. Those are the top teeth.
I don't know, man. I think
where are those teeth supposed to be?
That one big old jib that the curse is on right now?
Yeah.
That
think
thing,
that's a bottom tooth?
I think there's
tooth.
A potential that
that's
a bottom,
one big bottom tooth.
That's a big old bottom tooth.
Can we find her?
Yeah, is she anywhere
else? Let's go.
Else?
She's somewhere else. We need to find
lady.
Her.
Oh, I don't know.
I would love
I'm
to
just
see her
wondering
talk.
If...
Me too. I want to give her a show.
The Monica Brackett.
She's not going to be around for long.
No, you're right. It's all going to be the same picture, right?
Yeah, but we got to find her, like, see if she has a Facebook, see... That's her right there,
no, that's
right?
Not. That's
didn't
not.
It say her name was Heidi?
Yeah, but that's a black woman, for
oh,
God's
okay.
sake.
So I couldn't tell in the...
Come on now.
You can't tell on my monitor. I'm sorry. Okay. You can't tell if someone's white or black.
Which one did you think was her?
The black woman the, posing
right
here.
There.
The red.
I can't tell.
Oh.
Looks white to me.
Oh, man.
No other pictures of her seem to exist online, because you wouldn't want to be photographed like that, with that face.
No.
I can't believe she doesn't have a Facebook. Everybody does.
Oh, Monica Brackett's too busy doing math to have a Facebook chat.
Well,
she looks like a gypsy cursor with a goofy face spell.
You're right, it's bad. It's bad times.
To be honest, though, like... You know, we were talking about that boxing video I was watching, and there were dudes like look totally normal, and then they would like, oh yeah, well look at them now. Mm-hmm. And then it would be, they'd all be cross-eyed and messed up. Their eyes would be shooting off different places. You can mess your brain up to the point where your eyes start going wonky.
Yeah. She looks like the Hulk threw a tiny pebble at her head.
and it had some effects.
Like it didn't kill her.
No,
but really made for some trouble.
Sure did.
Ooh, man.
No, I don't know. You are on a bad.
I don't know.
Site.
I'm looking at People Looker, and I should get off.
Jesus.
Can't find any other pics of this woman. Just the ones of her unfortunate mugshot. And if you haven't seen it, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and check it out there, because it is...
What's her name?
Disturbing.
Monica
Brackett.
Brackett.
Does she spell it
with
weird?
With a K.
B-R-A-C-K-E-T-T. M-O-N-I-K-A, by the way, as well. And yeah, I can't. She's unfindable. Because I think, honestly, when you have a face like that, you don't let people take pictures of you.
I found her.
You did?
Where? She's on Facebook. That's her.
Oh, let me see her teeth better.
Yeah. Her tooth is her teeth. Oh my God. Her teeth.
Are her teeth real bad?
We got to get a Facebook. We have to have some kind of Facebook to be able to like look at things.
Oh my God.
On
yeah. Oh my Lord. Those teeth.
We got to sign into Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
need an account.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah. That's super bad.
She can't hide that with the Janis Joplin look.
So it's falling out.
Ooh,
I told you she was going to have one.
So you guys.
So that is a top tooth.
It's their top teeth.
God damn.
Oh, gosh. She looks like someone I know.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So she, just that face.
Yeah.
Face under her
eyes.
She's always had the eye, just so you know. The eye has been in play for a long time. The eye is definitely crooked.
She's got one gigantic tooth.
And she's got a boyfriend.
Well, you know what? She was in shape there for a little bit. Well, I guess meth will get you in shape.
What does that have to do with anything?
Guys will bang anything in shape, just so you know.
Yeah. You can have a face like that?
Oh, there's hundreds of guys that'll bang an ugly chick with a good body.
You base beauty so much on weight. Yeah. I feel like there's so much
more.
There's
so many guys that do that.
It's true.
Oh, I'm sorry, really? But Chuck's I hate right. to break it down for everybody.
Dudes
but,
will
well,
take
no, there's guys that like bigger women, too. I'm just...
Of course. No.
And that are...
This is what I'm saying. There are some guys out there that if they see a big girl, they want to bang her. Yeah. They bang the big girl all the time. There are some guys that if they see a body like this girl's body,
with
she's disgusting. Okay. She's gross.
Yeah.
But she's got that body. There are dudes that will bang that, just that body. They don't care. That's someone's face. They'll turn her around. Mm-hmm. They'll do everything to her.
But
it's
that's
the
like
oldest.
A relationship. That's not just
well,
having
guy's on
sex.
Meth. This guy's on meth.
Well, yeah, I know, but still.
I mean, you're on meth.
They do a lot of doggy style.
Guaranteed they do. But yeah, I mean, come on. That's, I mean, I hate to.
No, it's the truth.
Give away the secrets, but.
As soon as I saw her body, I was like, oh yeah, there's those dudes that are that.
I realize that, but that face.
Come on.
To have
I know,
a relationship with someone with that face.
She
those
is.
Teeth.
She's the worst butterface you've ever seen.
An eye.
Yeah, that eye.
That tooth.
That died.
I put my dong nowhere near that tooth. That one big tooth would snag you.
Well, he's not. Look, there's nothing facial going on with her.
No, you don't kiss.
I mean, if she got her teeth fixed and her eye wasn't like that, she'd be.
Think they could zap that eye back?
I'm not sure. I am not sure you can fix
makeup,
anything. I don't
use
meth.
Yeah, new face.
New glasses.
Lisa, if she just got her makeup, hair, new glasses, new teeth,
oh,
extra
she got,
eyes.
Maybe that's...
If you did all that, she'd be so cute.
You know what, though? It's too bad.
Anything else, please?
This is her chance. The cops ruined
Tighten
her chance.
It up a little bit.
The cops ruined it.
You know what her face
she
looks like?
She was going to make $75,000 and get all her dreams, make all her dreams come true, but now she's going to jail.
Fix her. Let's get some teeth in here. New eyes, new nose, new cheeks.
Her nose is fine.
Nose is fine. Yeah, glasses are bad. She's got like those darkening glasses.
Yeah. She's
the transition lenses? Yeah.
Yeah, but you want them because your eyes wonky, Lisa. Come on, think about it.
You know she's doing the best she
think
can.
Think about it.
You know what Still she looks like? Out. Is She looks like Professor X sneezed right by her.
Like really affected her brain
with his mind powers.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like, ooh,
man, don't
just like
underestimate
those
boxers. Dental care.
No,
man.
And don't do meth.
Well, don't do meth. That helps.
That is funny, Lisa. We need to do a Lisa meth head makeovers.
Lisa's meth makeover.
It's like all okay, your jib. I couldn't tell if that was a top or a bottom tooth. So let's get that fixed right away. We'll get you some new jib.
Well, her teeth, I believe her teeth became like powder. So, I mean, they were slowly turning into a brownish powder.
Yeah.
And then the one just gave away. It's gone now. She used to have both of them, and you could see in the photos them, you know, dying slowly. So
it'd be a fun show to watch.
Yeah,
Lisa's Meth Makeover Show.
You see, it's a game show where like meth heads have to do different things, and then they win a makeover at the end. Or is it? I was thinking it'd be more of like one of those like, you know, fashion type of Bravo shows.
Number one thing, we have to get them off the meth.
Yeah,
right. That's key.
Get locked in there.
Right.
That'll be a tough.
Because otherwise, we're just going to undo everything we just did.
Girl, you look like the mind eraser from the Men in Black. Just stop halfway.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Way's meth makeovers. What that, you guys? Mm-hmm. That's going to be a show one day.
I hope not.
That'll be the meth makeover.
Yeah.
There's so many people on meth.
Don't you think there'll be a meth real world eventually?
Oh God!
Oh, that, what a great idea! I'd watch the hell out of meth real world.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Sad.
Well, yeah, they would die.
Ugly people?
That's how you leave the show.
People
die.
Want to see pretty people.
Well, they want to see them become pretty. When you reveal their meth makeover, people will be like, "Oh my God!"
Their skin's all messed up. We got
to
work on that.
Mm-hmm. I argue that you could still be successful having a meth real world where people are gross.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because it's a peek into some sort of universe it's like you're not a part of.
That intervention show.
You're like, did you guys watch Meth Real World last night?
I did, dude. I never miss it.
Did you see when that girl pooped on her bed?
I did. I couldn't believe it.
Set her own hair on fire. Full of surprises, that show. Never miss an episode.
Would they show up for the show? Oh, I guess they're just in a house.
No, we give them a place to stay and all the meth they can do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's so cheap.
Dude, cheapest production ever.
Oh, my God.
Amazon, call me. Bezos, put your donger away and give me a call.
YouTube needs a show right now.
No, listen, do it with everything. The Meth Bachelor, Dancing with the Meth Stars.
Yes.
Dancing with the Meth Stars.
Amazing!
They're on the ground happening.
Amazing! You would watch that? Watch a meth person samba?
I never
would. Wouldn't be able to do any of that.
Yeah.
They fall down.
Yeah, I know. That's what's great.
It'd be like the people would win with threes.
We're like, dude, tonight's hip hop dance night. Hey, somebody's gonna get hurt.
It's just somebody. All right, dance,
dude. I love this show. Welcome to Meth Dance Off. Our first, he's beating everybody.
He hasn't fallen yet.
He's beating everybody that I is starting to go. He's really dancing hard. It's fine. Oh, yeah. Up, up. Still going. Oh, there we go. And that's why he's the reigning champion.
Dancing with the Meth Stars.
I'm going to give him a 10.
A 10. 10.
Thank you, guys. I'm one more of a time.
Yes. He'll be back.
Vote for me!
Text 187-187!
Yeah. Remember, vote for Ralph!
Ralph, our reigning champion! Remember, vote for Ralph!
I'd watch.
Oh my God.
I'd never watch Dancing with the Stars. I'd watch Dancing with the Meth Stars.
If it was Ralph?
Ralph.
I'm just saying there's all these different places are trying to like come up with their own TV shows. I just read that YouTube is looking for like they want a subscription service, but they have to come up with their own. They know they need a hit, right? They need a hit. Oh, one of these meth shows is a hit.
Said once in a while, Lisa wouldn't be able to help them. She'd just say, well, you can't help everyone.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of wouldn't be able
to. Sorry, he can't win.
We just were able to get Ralph a scarf and a really cool
come out. I'm beautiful!
Ralph, you're gorgeous, bud.
Way to go, Ralph.
Thanks so much, Lisa!
Way to go, Ralph.
Oh, Ralph, you did it.
Tim! How you, Tim?
What's up, guys?
How are you? Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, to you.
I was thinking you guys should call the show Meth Busters.
Meth Busters. Mm.
Well, for sure. That's another good one.
Good
that's
name.
A
game.
That's a good name.
Someone said American Meth Head Warrior could be a great show.
Oh, my God. So, like, the Ninja Warrior? And
yes.
Those,
but they're on meth?
We let the meth heads try to climb. Go ahead, Ralph. Ralph is
is from Wyoming. He is a first timer here at the American Meth Head Challenge, and he is going to try to climb the wall now. Go, Ralph!
Go with Burke!
Oh, he fell. Ralph is critically injured.
It'd be even better if they were just battling like warriors, like gladiator style. Arm with some swords.
American meth. American methiators.
They fight for a $20 piece of meth.
Well, that's all you do is throw it in the middle of a mat and watch them kill each other.
Do it.
Ancient Rome.
They'd all be great shows.
Ralph, the American meth warrior.
I'm winning.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a winner.
Oh, he's a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Ralph. Ralph's my favorite.
He takes his clothes off. And
Ralph, don't do that.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen. You got to be ready for it.
Little meth wieners out, Ralph.
Mm.
Queer eye for the meth guy. Naked and addicted. Ooh, the meth bachelor. Survivor Meth Island. Meth Factor.
Yeah, I was going to say Fear Factor Meth Edition.
My favorite one so far is just Wheel of Meth!
They would never. It would be one little word.
It'd have to be the smallest little word, like the.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right. And they wouldn't get it.
The H is given to them.
Yeah.
What is it, Ralph? Welcome back to Wheel of Meth. We're here with Ralph trying to solve a three-word puzzle right now. H in the middle. What letters are you going to pick? Ralph, not with us.
Ralph?
Can I buy a five?
Oh, man, not even remotely a letter.
Buy a five.
Do we have a five? No.
Each one's a hard one.
Yeah. Yeah, any other guesses, Ralph? You're our only contestant.
Can I spin a wheel?
Yeah. Go ahead, Ralph. He loves spinning that wheel. He doesn't even know what he's going to get. Ooh. Extra spin! He loves doing that. I love when it just lands on extra spin.
It's a whole thing of extra spins.
Yeah, everything's extra spin.
Everything's extra spins except for two.
Give it a spin, Ralph.
One bankrupt.
Tries to get on the middle of the wheel.
Yeah.
Go around.
Get off that wheel, Ralph. You remember last week. Ralph, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself.
He's got meth speed.
He's like a hamster. We once let him do that for 12 hours straight.
Yep.
America would love the Meth Network and the meth shows.
Oh, they would.
The Meth Network. Yeah.
They would.
You could do every version of every show with meth in it.
Dude, incredible.
The price is meth.
Someone said, can I buy a vowel? A Z.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I don't know, guys, but I think it's a real winner.
I do, too.
That's
where America's heading anyway. Let's just get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Honestly, I know there'd be a tremendous amount of backlash.
Yes, there would.
After that is all subsided.
But we can, we'd laugh all the way to the bank.
If you had something, if you had something that was just a fledgling little thing starting up that you were like, well, chances are we're not going to make it.
Right.
We're trying to be the next Hulu.
Right.
All you just did it?
Well, why? I don't know why it would be not allowed.
You can stream anything.
Yeah, you can.
Let's take it. Right. Let's take it online.
The Amazing Race, but it's meth.
Ralph, where are you headed?
We lost Ralph.
Yeah.
Ralph is gone.
Ralph was supposed to
be missing.
Race.
Yep.
To the corner.
Yeah. Or like, no, it'd be like, you're going to San Diego, Ralph. You go this route, and then he ends up in Maine.
Or just that we send him into a town, and then it's the first one that actually finds a place to get meth.
Yeah.
Then that's how they win that town, and they get shipped to the next location.
I love it.
The fastest you can get meth.
Coming soon, Dave and Chuck the Freaks, American Meth Network. Horrible and hilarious.
Yeah.
Join us.
A whole line of
shows.
Yeah. Should be all right.
Horrible and hilarious is the tagline.
Yeah.
Horrible and hilarious.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a big oops. You don't want an oops regarding your penis.
No, no.
The British National Health Service just published a report on a surgery mistake in England. It's a big one.
Well, sure.
A guy went in to have his bladder inspected with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctors got him confused with another patient and wound up circumcising him instead.
Well, you know what? That's not the worst thing, right? I mean, it's terrible.
Well, it's terrible if you love your foreskin.
Yeah, but I mean,
and the recovery.
I get it, but they didn't cut it off, guys.
Yeah, they didn't like
They always cut it right off when they make a mistake. They take your balls off. They take the everything off.
Yeah.
Circumcise, this guy kind of wins for a mistake.
But so you got to look at the positives?
You have to look at the bright side of life.
Yeah.
Of all the things that could have happened to you, I guess just losing your foreskin.
Yeah.
Oh, not they the made a medical mistake in a place where normally they're probably just cutting those things right off left and right.
Yeah, penile oops, it's a light one.
Once again, if you're going in for, I don't care what it is, for whatever, write all over your body.
Yeah.
Write all over your body.
Like draw arrows to your dong.
Like what is what you're supposed to have done?
Yeah.
Be like, what are we doing, doc? Oh, you're just putting a camera to see my bladder. That's it. Write it on there.
Body notes.
You need body notes. Doctors are dumber than they've ever been before.
Yeah.
Well, are they? I don't
yes,
know. Maybe
no.
the people surrounding
yeah.
them are.
No.
The girl who climbed the flagpole is pre-med.
Yeah.
She's
true.
Pre-med, right. guys.
Okay. Yep.
They're dumber than ever.
You got something there.
Yeah, you got to just be like, you almost got to get one of those chastity belts when you go into surgery.
Like, yeah, like, hey, don't touch this. Yeah.
like,
it's on lock.
No word on whether he's suing the hospital. Oh, you got to sue.
Oh, you sue.
They take off your foreskin by mistake. You got to sue.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
That's a big mistake. I mean, you're right. It could be worse. He still has a dong. He yeah, still has man. His balls. But you know, for those people that talk to us that have foreskin, they wouldn't trade it. They love it.
Yeah.
they wouldn't trade
they
it.
They wouldn't trade it. They seem to be very passionate about it.
They are passionate about it.
For the
it,
most
seems.
Part. So then you have to get used to a whole new sex life. Things feel different, I'm sure.
Yeah. It probably goes off like a bottle rocket for a little while.
I think the opposite, right? Like, they say it's more sensitive.
Well, like, but imagine you were used
all of
to
a sudden
it,
he's
and
out
then
there.
All of a sudden he's out and about.
He's like,
I bet it would hurt to just be yeah, in your pants.
Out and about.
Yeah, he is.
You're right. It probably would hurt to
yeah.
be in your pants.
Yep.
Because it's rubbing against stuff.
Yep.
It's never, it's always had protection. It's always
yeah.
been surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's out there in the open.
Yeah, like mine's, I guess, like Clint Eastwood. He's just like out there.
Yeah,
it's
little,
been banging around in there for
yeah,
years.
Yeah,
right?
He's out with the elements.
Exactly.
He's seasoned.
Yep.
We hear reports, speaking of dongs, we hear reports about this kind of thing every year. And yes, men still look at the NCAA tournament as the perfect time to get their junk snipped. According to a doctor at the University of Pennsylvania, there's a 30% jump in men getting vasectomies during March Madness. Actually, 30% jump this year compared to last year. So more and more getting it done. Because watching basketball all day and night is a good activity when you're stuck lying around icing your groin for a couple of days. So more and more men are turning to that. And there's also a new trend when it comes to vasectomies. Vasectomy cakes have taken off.
Well,
Jesus.
That's dumb.
Catchy phrases like snip, snip, hooray, aw, nuts, snip, snap, with sperm decorations on the cake and a RIP tombstone
is it
on top.
Is it really one of those things like, say I decided I was going to go have this done?
That you share with a...
Would I like tell you guys, hey, guys... You should be excited for me. I'm going to go get snipped.
Yeah.
And it'd be great if, you know, when I came back.
You had a cake for me.
You guys had a cake and a couple gifts.
I don't think it's a typical celebration. Or
no, I don't think so either.
I've known event. When a couple of buddies were going in to get it done.
Well, generally a guy will share it out of fear.
Yeah. But never, like, we've never celebrated or even
no.
gone out for drinks or anything.
No.
Like, say goodbye to your nuts.
I don't. Yeah, I don't care if anybody would tell me to. Give a crap about it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't even care when babies are born.
I know.
There's also balls voyage parties that have become a new
if I
friend.
Man, these are just people that are not funny.
Could you imagine being invited to something like that? I'd be like, oh my God, I can't be your friend
please,
anymore.
Please
that's
come to
I'd
my
say.
Balls voyage party.
Can't be
balls,
a friend
yeah,
anymore.
That's the end of a friendship.
I literally would text back, we're done.
That's the end of us.
Breaking up with you.
No, vasectomy, you got to draw the line at vasectomy parties. And I mean, do your do you invite family? So, like, my mom's there at my snipping party.
It's just
or
so
my
you can have a
or...
fun Instagram post.
That's what it is. I bet so they're, I bet they're on Instagram right now.
I'm like, ha, 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 that couple's so goofy. I like their photo.
Yeah, we're Chuck and I never went through the vasectomy stuff. Didn't have to, thankfully. But I know guys, there's some guys that said it was the easiest thing they've ever gone through. No big deal at all. And then some guys where, I guess, things go wrong. And it's horrifying.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard the gambit of things on here. It was no problem to, I could smell them burning my balls off.
Yep. And they swell or get infected. Or
I'd want to be put down. Like
put out, not put down.
Put down. I'd want to be put down and then revived a week later. You know, like after it's done a tremendous amount of healing.
You want to be like
I want you to be, I'm going to be in a, just a vegetative state.
An induced coma.
For a whole week. Like, I'd take a vacation for this. Right. I don't need to watch a basketball game or anything. Knock me right out. Do it. Heal me up. Put some Neosporin on it. Do whatever you need to do. Take care of me. Wake me up. And I'm like, yeah, I feel a little dull pain after 7 days, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, you don't want that intense pain.
Oh.
That's why it's put me out.
I know someone who had that and got an infection down there, and it was really, really bad. I know someone else who tried to do too much. They thought they were feeling great, tried to do too much, and everything went haywire.
Oh, man, blew it out?
Yeah.
God.
You know, when we were talking about the guy who got the accidental circumcision, people said we totally glazed over the fact that he was in there to get a camera shoved up his dong, too.
Yeah, that's no fun, but it's more fun than being circumcised.
Yeah. You're right.
And being circumcised is more fun than someone chopping your donger off.
That's the truth.
Yes, absolutely. Voice changing technology, Anonymous with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Hey, I had a vasectomy back in November, and it was like the whole, you know, the one cut, the singe, the smelling, and then for 4 days, you know, I took my time off work, and then a week and a half later, I started feeling real bad pains, and I went in, and the one side got like a softball, and they said I had an infection. It happens like 1 in 3,000 guys.
Yep.
They don't send you home with antibiotics. They don't send you home with it, but it happened with me, and I almost died, and they almost had to take a testicle out.
Yeah,
oh, you almost lost
buddy.
A ball?
That's exactly.
So it was an infection.
Yeah. It was both because the one, something started happening, they call testicular torsion. Oh. And if it happens after a certain time, then the blood cuts off, and because of the infection, it got so big. And it was a big thing, yeah. I mean, it was crazy, but I still got them.
Yeah, no, that's congratulations.
Yeah, that's good.
Good good luck for you and your balls.
See ya.
On a regular line, we got Sean. You have something you say is the worst part of the whole deal. What was it?
The worst part was the shot. You go in and, you know, like Chuck, you know, you don't get knocked out for that, but he looked at me and said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Yeah." And he grabbed the boys and squeezed as hard as he could so you couldn't feel the needle go in. And that was probably the worst of the whole pain.
He like just gives you a distracting ball grab.
Yeah, for the most part. It's been about 9 years now, but that's like anybody who talks about wanting to get a vasectomy. I mean, I had all my coworkers like, "Oh, dude, the needle's like 6 foot long," and it's the worst thing ever. But you know what? It was worth it in the long run. But that was probably the worst part of the pain. Just like this other guy was saying, I had a little clot in the area, and I had to take some medication to get rid of it. But it was painful for about 3-4 days. But other than that, I was back to work on Monday. Yeah.
I had no idea. Thanks for calling. Maybe that's just that doctor's move. They do the grab and poke.
I have no idea.
I just know that if there was a waiting room of dudes waiting while I'm getting my vasectomy in there, they would clear out because I'd be like,
"Oh, that scream!" As soon as you see that big needle. I changed my mind right there. What I don't understand is why don't they take a small one and give me just a tiny little thing and numb like a circle?
Yeah, and then move out.
And then, like, all right, now in the part that you can't feel, We're going to go in and then
just get it over with. Just
no way, man.
Dude, I'm down for two.
Yeah. I'd rather two.
You don't
one
want
little one
feel
that
the
I feel.
First one anyway, so let's just feel it all and get it over with. I'm a rip the Band-Aid off guy. Let's get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm that way except with my balls.
Yeah.
John.
Go gentle.
John's in Tampa. You had something go wrong during yours, John.
Yeah. So the first half was perfect. Didn't feel a thing. The second half, so my second ball, the anesthesia did not take, and I felt the entire process.
No.
John, what did you do? Do you scream? Do you yell?
I broke out. Yeah, all of it. I broke out into a sweat. My wife was there. She almost fainted. The doctor was losing his mind. He didn't know what to do.
God, when the doctor doesn't know what to do.
Stop everything and give me some more, you know?
I'd be like, give me morphine! Give me morphine!
You know, if you can, this is what I don't understand. If I can go to the dentist right now, like I could go somewhere right now, go to the dentist, they'll put me out. They'll put me out and fix my teeth, you know, because I've got some anxiety about it. But I can't go to a place that will put me out to have my balls?
That's got to be a reason for
clamped?
That.
Clamped? Why?
There's got to be a reason. I don't know.
I can't believe that
you're
on
a medically induced coma, for God's sake.
Well, that would be nice. But I would rather just be totally out for it. You have no idea. You don't smell it. You don't go through it at all.
And you wake up.
You wake up in a couple hours, just like getting your teeth fixed. I don't understand it. If there is a place like that, I'd go get it done.
There's, you know, I've been to the dentist where the freezing wore off and you're like, oh, I feel that.
Yeah.
And they just give you another shot.
They stop.
But I guess if your balls are lying open, they can't do that.
We got all the time in the world, baby.
No, I don't know. I don't think they do.
We got all the time in the world, baby.
You give me the morphine.
A few more quick calls here. Dave in Massachusetts, what happened to you?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You had your vasectomy 3 years ago, but you have issues still?
Yeah, I still have a couple of lingering effects from my vasectomy. First one is anytime I'm sitting down, if I stand up too suddenly, I'll have that contortion issue occur, and I'll double over in pain because my balls will start to hurt. And the other thing that happens is if a girl's ever knocking around down there beneath my donger, if something happens too sudden, I'll have that searing pain. And I think it's because my vas tubes are still so tender and sensitive.
3 years later?
Never going to go away.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's so weird.
Dude, that
sucks.
I've never heard of the lingering effects of anyone before.
Hey, Doc, I got sensitive tubes. Need you to fix that.
No, we could burn them right off you.
This person says they were a medical assistant for a urologist. She said you could hear the guys pounding on the wall and moaning loud during the procedures.
Why can't I just be put under?
Yeah, I don't know why they want
to. It's not like a tattoo. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting this as like a badge of honor. It's like something you have to go through. Right. You know, that's why a tattoo artist won't put you under.
Apparently, there are a few that will do it. They're rare, though.
I think a vasectomy is kind of like a tattoo, unless it's medically, like a doctor orders you to get it done.
Yeah, I know, but don't you get a tattoo because, like, you're going...
To feel it?
You're going... the pain is part of it. And a vasectomy, the pain isn't supposed to be part of it. You're doing it for a medical reason. You don't want to have kids anymore. You know? Like, I understand. Like, if there was a tattoo place that was like, we'll put you under, and then we'll do your whole back in one shot... People would go to that.
I don't think the tattoo pain is that bad, though. Compared,
there are
to
some people though
like
that like a sunburn, I would never get.
To get your nuts cut off.
Exactly, but I would never get a tattoo just because I don't need to go through any pain.
Life. They're rare again, but there are places that do it. Someone said I paid an extra $500 to get knocked out. Insurance won't cover it for my vasectomy, but I wanted it done. And some guy said that he had it done too. 4 hours later, woke up with ice pack on his balls.
Perfect.
See, that's exactly how it
that's
should
exactly
be.
How it should go.
So you can get it. You just got to shop around.
It's a surgery. Like any surgeries you should be out for, except for brain surgery, because they need to keep you awake.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Just knock me out. DNR.
Yeah. Some guy had it done, was put under. It took about 15 minutes from the time he checked in until he checked out. Had no pain during the procedure. Well, he was knocked out. How would he know? Minimal pain afterwards.
Yeah, listen, we know. It goes fine majority of the time. Everything's all...
When it doesn't, it is wacky times.
Yeah.
Anyone have sympathy ball pain right now?
Mine are definitely.
I know I do.
Coming
they,
up.
They know that.
I have a throbbing ball.
It's weird. Yeah. My balls do know that something's being talked
yeah.
about. It's like, don't worry, guys.
And Corey, you were a good buddy to your friend who got it done. What do you do?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Corey.
Oh, awesome. I love you guys. Penis ball.
Balls.
Penis.
And my buddy was getting a vasectomy, and he works in surgery, too. So, like, I picked him up because I'm a nice guy. I took him there, and, he went in, and they actually made him help in the procedure. He, like, because he told them he worked in surgery. So they had him, like hold his little, like, tube while they cut it. And he was, like, it was horrifying.
Held his tubes.
I took him back. I gave him ice. I sat him on his special boys, and then I just smoked him up all day long. We played video games. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I need. That's what I need. Someone to smoke me up.
You know?
Smoke me up and hand me my video game controller.
Like, just give me the best of drugs.
Yeah. We're going to more a little more hardcore.
Right. Do you have morphine?
Mm.
And this final call, Matt's in Tampa. Hey, Matt, how are you?
And he's in a cable.
Good, thanks. How you doing, guys?
Good. So what happened during yours?
Okay, so, the first thing is I found out later that my doctor's nickname was Big Daddy. Maybe I should have found that one out earlier.
What was his nickname?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, okay.
Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he had a sense of irony because while I was there, he had a screen on in his ceiling. And while he was doing the vasectomy, it was playing, you know, the clips where balls go flying everywhere and hit objects and it makes music. They're on YouTube a lot, and I've seen them in like theaters and stuff. But basically, I was watching balls flying everywhere while I was laying there having a thing.
Oh, Dr. Big or whatever the hell his name was.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah,
he's one of those wacky ball doctors.
Yeah, well, he likes a good ball joke.
I don't want a wacky ball doctor. I want a serious ball doctor.
No. You're working on my job.
Take my mind off it, though. Yeah. Take my mind off it. I'd rather you put something up there that was like, it like hypnotized me.
Yeah.
Listen, when I got something shoved up my ass, they knocked me out for a colonoscopy.
That's what
so
I mean.
I'm all about getting knocked out.
Me too. I loved it.
Yeah.
I've spoke too fondly of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, getting knocked out is sweet.
Yeah. Propofol.
Yeah.
Best sleep of my life. Still think about it.
That's scary.
It is.
Michael Jackson.
Same stuff.
Yep. All right.
Still think about that.
Coming up, those crazy Canadians here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What concert did a Canadian couple get kicked out of that made this woman stab her boyfriend? Let's get to that.
Those crazy Canadians.
A 34-year-old woman from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, and her boyfriend went to a concert. A famous Canadian concert.
Well, there's only four of them. There's Nickelback. Bryan Adams. Celine Dion. Rush. And Anne Murray. Oh, Rush, I guess, too.
Anne Murray.
They were at the Bryan Adams concert. Uh-huh. Canadians take Bryan Adams seriously. I didn't know this seriously.
Very serious.
While they were at the concert, the woman left her seat to get closer to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a guy sitting in the front row, a Canadian guy, got into a big argument with her.
How's she going, eh?
Oh, yeah.
When he took out his phone to report her boyfriend grabbed the guy's phone and threw it into the crowd.
Yeah.
Security rushed in to break up this fight. Then they kicked out this woman and her boyfriend from the Bryan Adams show.
My God.
Well, when they got home, the woman blamed her boyfriend for them getting tossed out of the Bryan Adams show right before he came back to play his encores.
Jesus. Oh, man, all the good ones. All the hits.
So she wound up stabbing him in the face.
Ooh, and the face is bad.
Bryan Adams.
These are all the
stuff.
Things you wouldn't expect to happen.
You'd never.
Canada.
Bryan Adams.
Fight at a Bryan Adams concert?
Yeah. It's so violently.
They wanted to see the show.
Real bad.
Listen, it's not a very violent place a lot of the time. But if something happens to your Bryan Adams experience, you can snap. Everyone knows this. Everyone in Canada knows this.
To your Bryan Adams experience.
Yeah, something
that's
happens.
What they should call his tour, the Bryan Adams experience.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have.
Well, she was just in court. She was convicted of common assault. She'll be sentenced in May for her Bryan Adams stabbing.
Like that's one of the leading causes of Canadian death.
It is.
It's Bryan Adams stabbings.
Heart disease, cancer,
right.
Bryan Adams bad experience.
Right.
Yeah, maple syrup clogging the arteries. Yeah.
Ruined Bryan Adams' experience.
Yeah.
We've got to get legislation to do something about that.
And then there was the being Corey Hart. Was another
big cause of death.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.